What made you decide to run for this position?
I adopted five children, five beautiful children from Department, DCFS, and having to advocate for their rights through LAUSD, through the county, I got to learn to navigate, city government. And I also got to learn how things were being spent appropriately or inappropriately. And so really it was to create a better life for my children, safer parks, safer streets to walk down. And that's how I got involved with my neighborhood quality of life committee and the West Adams Avenue neighborhood meeting every once a month.
So what is it that you see as the foremost issue on this year's ballot?
Mine personally, it's twofold. The first thing is education. Our students in our community in CD10 lack far behind than other students within the city. And those are the kids that live in the neighborhood who attend our local schools. The majority of CD10 parents, they farm their kids out. They go to other schools. And that's a huge issue for CD10. We have very little development, and we have to shop outside of our community. We send our children to school outside. We're doing everything outside of our community. We're not even nesting in our own community. So CD10 has to take a very serious look about how we can attract business and development. And as far as the 10 keys of the 10 key issues of the Green Party, outside of San Pedro, the harbor, the water, Council District 10 has the worst air quality in the entire city of Los Angeles. We need to go green. There is no other choice. There is no other choice. We are the heart, the heart of the body has to be the healthiest. And if you go green, you will live longer. You will add 20 to 25 years to your life.
If you were elected to be the representative for your district, how do you think that you could bring about improved schools, more funding perhaps for them, more local businesses? What is your plan once elected?
And the point I'm making is that I have to go to a PTA meeting over here, and then I have to go to a West Adams community meeting over here. They need to be in one in the same place, and that's what I want to do. I want to streamline, absolutely see what the LAUSD school district is doing and what the city is doing and see where the carryover is, and we really need to streamline. We shouldn't be paying for satellite offices for the council person when we have public schools to use at night. Too often, everybody thinks that LAUSD is a separate entity from city government. They are on a budget-wise, but not on a voter-wise, on a constituent-wise. The voters are the same people, are the parents and the recipient of quality education in the community.
What is your plan for going about getting these priorities done?
Well, first and foremost is corporate responsibility. The unemployment rate in America is 9.5%. In CD10, it's 16%. Okay, it's almost double. However, we have the number one McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Starbucks. We have all these fast food places that are the number one performers in Southern California. We need to go back to where these people are spending their money. And if it's McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Starbucks, they need to do corporate responsibility. They need to go over to Johnny Cochran Middle School and look at the piece of property next door, and they need to build a Boys and Girls Club of America, okay?
The Is this even possible?
Sorry.
Do you believe that that's even possible to approach the corporations themselves and say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Soon as you tell them, I've talked with them. They're like, well, we're ready to sit down. As soon as they understand, the effect, especially if you're the most successful one. Other ones, yes. But if you're the number one McDonald's in Southern California, oh, absolutely.